I got Sora. Somebody sent me an invite code. I downloaded Sora. And let me tell you, I've now scrolled Slop Talk. And anybody who scrolls Slop Talk for fun needs to re-examine how they interact with media. This isn't like an interesting place to spend time. There's so much good content on the internet. Like, I understand going from YouTube to a scrollable platform where all decision-making is taken away from you and all you do is just sort of like plug in and zone out and things just happen to you for 2 hours. I don't like it as a person who experiences it all the time, but I understand it. Like, I get it. Whereas this is like pure fad, pure novelty. This is what they're spending their money on, their time on. They're like, okay, we have to figure out something. Plus the feature that ChatGPT now has where it'll give you like the pulse, where you open it up and it just like presents stuff for you. It's creating feeds very clearly so that eventually they can advertise to you. And if the business model of OpenAI is advertising, then it's nothing. Because the business model was supposed to be 40% of people lose their jobs and we do it for you at a fraction of the cost. And in that world, maybe it's worth $500 billion. In that world, maybe NVIDIA is worth the entire pharmaceutical industry combined, maybe. But NVIDIA is definitely not worth the entire pharmaceutical industry combined if the business model is making Slop Talk worse by putting slop advertisements into it. Also, I'm scrolling Martin Luther King Jr. going 6'7". Like, that's gotta be illegal somehow. Like, I'm pretty sure that you can't just do that. And if you trot out Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act and say, we didn't do that, the person put in the prompt. It's not OpenAI's fault. We can't be held responsible for the content of our platform, even though our computers enabled its creation and also did the actual creation of turning a single sentence into that monstrosity. OpenAI launched a lawsuit magnet into the world. The friction matters. How easy it is to do this stuff matters. Like, if you have to sign up for a new account from some company that might be a front for the Russian mafia in order to get a deep fake of Barack Obama saying that he loves Donald Trump, that's just not gonna happen that often. The new Sora, it seems designed to make videos that look believable. And then they put like a little watermark that's like extraordinarily easy to crop out. It's never in the middle, it's always at the top or the bottom. This is a wild body cam video of a police officer arguing with a woman about her bear. And there's people I know who are like internet personalities commenting as if this is real content. The friction matters, Sam! The extent to which these very powerful people feel no sense of responsibility to anything makes me feel like maybe they shouldn't have this much power! They shouldn't be in charge of the kind of thing that could literally, by their own admission, destroy humanity! If you're the kind of motherfucker who will create Slop Talk, you are not the kind of motherfucker who should be in charge of OpenAI. That's the end of the video. I have other things I need to do right now. One of the reasons I'm busy right now, by the way, I know that a lot of you don't know the whole story or anything, but I've been making YouTube videos for a long time with my brother over on the Vlogbrothers channel. We started in 2007, and there's this thing, it's called Pizzamas, where we go back to our old 2007 schedule for a couple of weeks and make videos every day. So that means not a lot of time for Hank's channel, which is why there hasn't been a lot of Hank's channel. Anyway, I'll probably come back eventually with something a little less fired off.